It's the nearest thing to those old teleporters seen in science fiction movies and TV shows over the past 50 years. Push a few buttons and a three-dimensional object emerges from a microwave oven-sized appliance. Proponents say 3D printing is going to be the next industrial revolution. Pete DeLora is the owner of CAD Dimensions, a 3D engineering software and systems reseller with outlets at Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo. He points out the fact that consumers are already computer literate paves the way for home use.
Years ago, they said the TV set was only affordable to a certain few. Right now everybody's got three of them. I think the onset of being more affordable in the consumer market is just going to be based on manufacturers looking at the technology and sharing that information to bring it down to a level where it's going to be more affordable.
Kids as young as 16 have been flocking to 3Dia, a printing store in New York City. It's one of those so-called pop-up stores, the kind that set up shop out of nowhere, lasts several days or weeks, then the store is vacant again. 3Dia's Lily Sue says you can come by, design, and print your own 3D items.
We offer the whole experience from a display of over 28, 30 printers to a computer station where people can freely use 3D software, to a doodle station where people can draw anything they want on iPads and have the drawing be made into a thickness that is a 3D printed drawing. And they can even consult somebody who can work with anybody on their idea to make an idea come to life in three-dimensional form, which can then be 3D printed.
There's a dark side to the excitement the new technology is generating. A group called Defense Distributed claims to have created downloadable weapon parts using these advanced printers. There wouldn't be any background checks for guns made in this fashion. That prospect is disquieting to gun control advocates. New York Congressman Steve Israel notes that Bushmaster AR-15 assault rifles were used in the recent Newtown and Rochester shootings.
Chillingly, we now have the technology to literally manufacture major components of that gun using a 3D printer. I'm not talking about printing a blueprint of a gun. I am talking about actually using a three-dimensional printer to construct the components of a gun. We ought not be making it easier for criminals and terrorists to manufacture plastic gun components in their basements. We ought to make it harder.
WikiWeapons project leader Cody Wilson claims his group test-fired a semi-automatic rifle built with some 3D printer parts six times before it broke. Wilson did not respond to requests for comment. Steve Israel says the possibility that guns could be assembled through the 3D printing process is why he has introduced legislation to renew the Undetectable Firearms Act.
That act simply said that it is prohibited to manufacture guns, weapons, components of weapons that are plastic and cannot be detected by metal detectors.
The law expires at the end of 2013. Israel wants it extended for at least 10 years.
I'll also say, when President Bush, no foe of the NRA, signed the Undetectable Firearms Act, the notion of a three-dimensional printer actually manufacturing plastic gun components may have seemed like a Star Trek episode.
Back at 3Dia, customers are smitten with the new technology. Lily Sue says customers have created their own bracelet charms, toy action figures, and 3D artistry.
You may choose to make your object out of stainless steel, sterling silver, even ceramic and glass composite or a nylon powder composite. It really depends on what you want. If you wanted to make your little toy fast and in the store, then our printers are able to produce an item in PLA, which is a core made biodegradable plastic, or ABS, which is what Legos are made out of.
Sue says the concept store will remain open at least through February. There's more information on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.